A Lenten Reflection from Jesuit Father Gerald O. Collins, Research Professor of Theology at St. Mary's University College, Twickenham in England, and indeed former Dean at the Faculty of Theology at the Pontifical Gregorian University here in Rome. Father Collins has written or co-written over 50 books, among these a short and snappy Introduction to Catholicism, published by Oxford University Press. But let's listen to his reflection.
Some years ago, I went to stay with a friend in New York. After a long battle with the cancer, his wife Maureen had died a few months earlier. Photographs of her, her clothes and other things made her presence in that apartment still very real. But the thing which brought her back to me most of all, and most vividly, was her breviary, the book used by priests and others for daily prayer. For years, Maureen had joined her husband in the morning and the evening to pray together the Liturgy of the Hours. The evening I arrived, her widowed husband asked me to join him in prayer and handed me her breviary. Ribbons marked the pages where she could find the appropriate hymns, the frequently used prayers like the Magnificat, and, of course, the psalms for the feasts and the different days of the week. When I opened Maureen's breviary and began reciting Vespers with her widowed husband, I felt as if I were entering into her prayer life and taking up the praise of God at the point when she died and went off to enjoy the face-to-face vision of God in the utterly worthwhile happiness of heaven. It was for me a lovely, special privilege to be let into the daily Liturgy of the Hours that had fed the spiritual life of a well-to-do couple in New York. Why did they commit themselves faithfully to that daily program of prayer? What kept them true to the Liturgy of the Hours for so many years? They'd come to see how beautiful and life-giving it was to join Jesus, the High Priest, in singing day by day the praises of God. That's what we do in the Liturgy of the Hours, raise our minds and voices to join together in praising and thanking our ever-loving God. Their wealth provided Maureen and her husband with many material comforts. But they knew that without their program of prayer together, they would weaken in their clear vision of what their Christian life should mean as a married couple with children and grandchildren. They knew, too, the exquisite way in which such prayer unites our personal needs with the life of the whole church around the world. The Psalms provide the Liturgy of the Hours with a deeply personal feeling. Through the Psalms, each of us can pour out our hearts to God. We praise God with joy, thank God with gratitude for what we have received, and seek help in times of trouble. Through the Psalms, we know God with our hearts rather than merely with our heads. So through praying together, Maureen and her husband enjoyed a deeply personal experience of the God whom they loved and trusted. But they also knew how they belonged to a worldwide chorus of praise. There were and are all those men and women around the world who recite or sing the Liturgy of the Hours. They share in a universal song of praise and prayer through Christ to our loving God. Why not join that choir?
Thanks there go to a Jesuit, theologian and well-known author, and also long-time friend of ours here at the radio, Jesuit Father Gerald O. Collins. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.